Here to discuss this proposed increase and the review is Peter Martin, the economics editor at The Conversation. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good day, Sam.
So we have the current superannuation rate standing at about 10% right now. How did we even reach that number?
It's 9.25% at mm-hmm. the moment. Not that anyone's counting. No, it's 9.5%.
Mm-hmm.
So it began at about 2%. Compulsory super came in 1992. It originally came in as a means of suppressing wages. A deal was done with the trade union movement who wanted wage increases, and the Hawke Labor government, and later the Keating Labor government. And it was thought they would lead to runaway inflation. So the Treasurer at the time, Ralph Willis, came up with a bright idea, which was that they'd get the increases, but they wouldn't be able to spend them. So lock them away in superannuation, and that'd have another benefit, to give people more for retirement. Maybe one day the government wouldn't need to spend as much on the pension. In order to suppress wages and in order to get super to a significant amount, they increased at times quite a lot. Several of the increases were one complete percentage point a year. So all employers had to put away an extra percent. This doesn't come out of wages, literally.
Yeah, it's separate.
It's additional too. However, the money has to come from somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and employers who are forced to put away an extra 1% of salary are likely to give a wage increase 1% less. Anyway,
right.
The Henry Tax Review 2010 recommended no more increases. We had enough. The Labor government responded to that, the Rudd government, by doing the opposite,
mm-hmm.
and setting in a train a series of increases. The first two were minchy ones, so 0.25% of salary, 2013, 2014. The Abbott government postponed them for quite a bit because of budgetary reasons. It cost the budget money because super is very concessionally taxed compared to wages. The next ones are due to start. Now, the next ones, starting in July, the year after next, July 2021,
mm-hmm.
the next five are big. They're 0.5% of salary. 0.5% of salary in 2021, an extra 0.5% and so on, till you get till super increases to 12%. Now, salaries are barely growing, and this is why there's an urgency about it. Salaries are growing by 2.3% a year, which is unusually low, has been unusually low for quite a while now. And taking 0.5% off that...
Right. So it's like the idea is it might be cannibalizing the chance of any wage increase.
Oh, yes. And mm-hmm. and cutting wage increases down to something with a 1 in front of them instead of a 2. Now, inflation's about 1.6%,
mm-hmm.
so you can see what's happening.
So it's quite significant.
You would get, in fact, basically no increase in buying power, worst case, no increase in buying power for 5 consecutive years.
So
that's why the Productivity Commission, when it looked at the efficiency of super, at how badly it looks after our money, that's why it said, before you do these increases, assemble the evidence, have
yeah.
the inquiry.
So this inquiry, this review of retirement incomes, what is it hoping to establish?
It's hoping to establish, really, I suppose, broader questions and should we increase it now. One, how much do we need? The other, where does it come from? Does it come from wages? There are
mm-hmm.
people who say that it doesn't. Indeed, Paul Keating, the treasurer who you know, in earlier days said that it was useful because it would restrain wage rises, now says the opposite. So, you know, I'm not bright. You know, maybe they're right. I don't know. And then does it boost private savings? Now, this isn't obvious either because you've got high-income people. They save a lot anyway. I mean, Kerry Packer does not need...
superannuation.
No, he'll save, trust me.
Yes.
So increasing his superannuation doesn't increase his private saving because if he wants to, he can just save less in other ways.
Mm-hmm.
It does increase private saving from people who've got no choice, but that's where the question of how high it should be comes in.
Well, because it's probably not great for people who have to put away money that they could otherwise use for other purposes.
Yeah, and it's not only certain people, it's at certain times of life.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have two children, they need childcare, you get the picture. At that time of life, you are quite sensibly not saving.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you might be borrowing.
Yes.
Right? Those kind of people, compulsion certainly forces them to save more, but at a cost to their standard of living. Now, the equation is that super cuts your standard of living now, unless you're someone, a high income.
Yes.
Who can escape it, has no effect, but it cuts your standard of living now in return for a greater standard of living.
Mm-hmm.
Later. And getting that right is what economists refer to airily as an empirical question, which means it's the only important question, which means it's a matter of facts.
Yes.
How much... what's the equation? In other words, would 12%, and it would conceivably for some people, give people more money in retirement, more free money?
Or would it just cut down their abilities
to... Would it give them more than they had while working?
Yeah.
It's one thing for the government to say, and the private super funds have this retirement standard. They have two of them. And the higher one has in it ridiculous things, really. It has in it... an around-the-world trip every 2 or 3 years. Now, this is fine, but, an insurer won't insure you for that when you're 90.
A bit unrealistic and a bit kind of random.
Now, the question is, is it the role of the government to provide a high standard of living in retirement? Because it certainly doesn't regard that as its role while people are working. And these questions, they've never been sorted out. It's been 27 years since compulsory super started. And before the next, series of five leaps in it, the committee wants to inquire. Now, having said that, it's going to be a very quick inquiry because there's no time to waste. It'll report by the middle of next year. It won't make recommendations. It'll be assembling the evidence so that in this debate that's going to be about whether we need more super or not, people will actually have some facts to speak about.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning to talk about it.
Pleasure, Sam.